Praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, you are amazing. Oh, God. So indescribable, and yet we're able to present to you our words of affirmation and praise and honor and glory. God, we in our limits can still declare your greatness and how wonderful you are, God. And we do that through our experience of relationship with you. So God, we count that as a privilege today, and we honor you and thank you for your reaching out to us, God, and loving us and caring for us and desiring to be close to us. So God, be honored in this praise this morning, but God, in your word as well as we declare it. And we thank you, Jesus, in your wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Well, thanks to the worship team for reminding us of the greatness of God this morning and allowing us the opportunity to express that. You probably didn't see on the camera this morning, but wondering why you heard a guitar when there's none on stage. That's because Jason's hiding off to the wings playing the acoustic. So that's why. You weren't hearing things. It wasn't angels. Well, he is an angel, but just want to thank the opportunities that we have to gather together in whichever fashion. Really, I really enjoy being together with the few here in the room on Sunday mornings and be able to pull us together for an hour or so on Sunday morning still, wherever we are. Really appreciate that. And I just want to say, next Sunday morning, the 24th, after the service kind of concludes here, I'd like you to stay online, and I'm going to actually come online with you. And we want to give people opportunity for prayer and ministry, and we'll do that and explain that in more detail next week. But for now, if you're online, which you are obviously, on the web page, there is on the top, when it says praise and prayer, you can click on that, and that, if you have a prayer request for the pastors, that goes through our administrative assistant, Alina, and she directs it to us. Also, you can go to the tab About, click on it, go to Staff, and under Staff, you'll see the pastors, and you can click on to us privately through an email there. Just another opportunity, or of course, you can always call into the church during the week. But again, just reminding us that we still want to minister one to another, and probably the best thing you can do, too, is phone one of your friends in the church or somebody you look up to in the church and have them pray with you as well. Anyway, that was just for that sake. Pastor Tiffany, I know you're at home today. I just wanted to let you know that that was a great sermon last Sunday morning leading into the series that will begin today on Psalm 34. It's about an 8-sermon series, and I'm looking forward to it and sharing it with each other. But thank you for reminding us that we need to be content in our faith and in this life, and that we need to be people of gratitude and people of thanksgiving, because those kind of attitudes and thoughts in our life keep us close to God, and they keep us fresh in our life and don't drag us down. So I just wanted to say a shout out to that. I really appreciated your sermon, and I took it to heart. And I'm starting to try to express thanksgiving to God more often in my daily life and routine. And I encourage us all to do that as we build up a new discipline for some of us in our life to do that. Psalm 34 is an expression of thanksgiving for God. And it really centers in on God's protection and care for those who trust in Him. So this expression of thanksgiving that David does is for that idea of God protecting us and caring for us and being a banner over our lives no matter what is going on. The first three verses say this, and they're really a call to worship. They say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord, and the humble will hear it and rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. What an anthem for why we would gather together in church or on Sundays or in live stream. What an anthem that we would magnify the Lord together and exalt him together. And we sung about his name today and the power of his name and the effect of his name. And it's so important that we constantly have this anthem ringing in our lives because we're not alone. We live our faith together. And Psalm 34, this call to worship, reminds us that we aren't just alone. You know, the occasion of this psalm being written, David had escaped from Saul in one of his episodes and had gone to the priests and to the temple and ate the showbread, which was consecrated, not supposed to be eaten. But they take this food to refresh themselves. And then they find out, of course, that Saul is going to know where they are. So they take off and they go to Gath, which is a city in Philistia of the Philippines. And the servants in Philistines, they hear that David is coming. They see him coming, and they begin to recite, "Isn't this the guy that they sing about? That Saul has slain his thousands, and David has slain tens of thousands?" And the Bible says this phrase, that David hears them expressing this question. He hears it. They're obviously talking out loud and talking amongst themselves. And it says this. It says, David took it to heart. So David allowed this expression, these thoughts, to bring a little grip of apprehension in his heart. And he pretends to be a madman. And he, the Bible says this. He disguised his sanity before them and acted insanely in their hands and scribbled on the doors of the gate and let his saliva run down into his beard. So here's where David gets an Academy Award for acting. And he fakes that he's insane. He starts to saliva. He's scribbling. It's almost like something I would do. He's scared. He's nervous about what is being told here. And this is in 1 Samuel 21. And you know, the whole thought that after this, the king hears about this and he sees this guy and he's like, well, I don't want a madman in my castle, in my home. And so he basically says, I'm not going to receive him. And so David gets out of this and he gets to be freed instead of being killed by the king. And off they go to another location. But he writes this psalm after this episode. And so he has been delivered because of his fear. He's been delivered by God and he's been able to escape. And so he writes this psalm in thanksgiving to God. So today I want to encourage us very quickly this morning with verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I hope you hear the two words that stick out there. I will bless, and his praise will continue. Blessing and praise. Those are so key to our life of contentment and thanksgiving, our life of gratitude, that we would have praise in our mouth for God, and we would have blessing for God in our mouth and in our lives. You know, it starts out very simply this, I will. And folks, this involves a personal decision that we all make, that we all need to make, that we choose. It's something we choose. It's not something that's forced upon us. It's something that we decide that God is worth it. We decide that it's worth it in my own life because it brings health and nourishment and joy and peace to me. So I will, I choose, I make the decision that I'm going to bless the Lord at all times because it's good for me and it's appropriate for somebody who understands who God is and what God has done in my life. We make a personal decision. So if we choose every day, we choose whether we will give attention to God, give thanks to God, give blessing to God. We will give praise to God, whether it's song or whether it's in our thoughts or whether it's in prayer, whether it's verbally declaring that to ourselves out loud or to someone else. You see, we make the decision. It's a choice that we all make. And I would encourage you and I would encourage me that we will make the decision and the choice to more and more make it a consistency in our life and in our spirit that I will bless the Lord at all times. So important, because it's something that we can express and give to God for everything He has done for us and in our life. He goes on to say, you know, what will we choose? What will we decide? Well, we decide to bless the Lord. We decide to bless Yahweh. We literally, in blessing, make God the object of our worship. And we make that decision, as the Bible in the Hebrew means, to kneel or to posture ourselves with the Lord. And bless is to speak a good word about someone. So we literally decide that we are going to bless, we are going to kneel, we're going to posture our life to give thanks to God for who He is and for what He's done. You know, He is the object of our worship. And in speaking a good word about someone, it means to voice appreciation and gratitude. It's like us giving that to others. So I'd like to just use an example this morning, and I'd like to say to, you know, we're in the midst of having to postpone our annual general meeting a bit right now, and we're going to go ahead with the election of new board members. But at this point, I'd like to say a voice of appreciation and gratitude for Rolf Thompson and Glenn Disler and Bob Radarmo, who over the last few years have served this church with dignity and with all that they have to make sure that the vision and the finance and the flow of the church has gone well. And over this last year, it has been a very interesting year for us in leadership, because we've had to make decisions about the COVID-19 and the health and the building and what we will do and follow along. And I'd like to say that these guys have served you well and have honored you. And I would like to say to them, because they will not be standing for the next season of ministry, you know, thank you to you three men. And may God bless you as you continue to serve this church family in different ways. But I appreciate you. I value you. And I don't speak just for myself. I speak for everyone that's a part of this church family. We bless you today for all that you have done and been and will continue to be to this church family. So thank you. See, now how hard was that? You see, that's like me just speaking it out. It's not just about thinking it. Sometimes we have to actually, you know, we have to bless people. And we do that by giving them a voice of appreciation or gratitude for who they are or what they've done for us in our life. We do that with our spouses, with our family, with our friends, with our coworkers, with our schoolmates, with our teachers, just everybody that has done or impacted our life or done something kind. We need to voice our appreciation and gratitude. And you know, God does that to us. You know, when God blesses us, really, he for our well-being, He's inputting some virtue or some goodness or kindness or doing something to help us, or He gives us a word of wisdom or knowledge. When God blesses us, He really is speaking a good word into our lives. And when we give our blessing to God, which is what David is doing here, and capturing, is we are saying a good word about His generosity and His kindness and His work and His bannering of our lives. You know, maybe we could just pause for one moment here. You know, whether we're in the room here or at home there, wherever you are, let's just pause for 10 seconds. I'd like you to close your eyes. And I'd just like you, though, out loud, if you have to whisper, whisper, but or if you're alone, out loud. And I'd like you just to bless the Lord for 10 seconds. Give Him thanks for who He is in your life right now. That was pretty cool, eh? That's really what it is. It's just taking moments, some longer, some shorter, but you can spread those out through a day, and you can just remind ourselves how good God is to us as a person and how real and present He is in our life. And you know, really what it does when we bless the Lord or we bless somebody else, you know, it promotes respect for the one that's being blessed. Oh, that we would show respect to God over and over and over and over again, no matter what the circumstances are. You know, David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. You know, really that means that every time, no matter what, no matter what, when, I will bless God. You know, all of a sudden this COVID-19 hit and we get weary through it all and things have changed, and sometimes there can be trouble or fear that comes in our situation in life, or whether it's work or whether it's finance or everything, going to church. You know, there can be these opportunities to fear, but in the midst of it, you know, we will bless the Lord no matter what. The circumstances will always change in our life. They will always be good and bad and hard and easy and plateau and heights and lows and valleys. And we will face death and the shadow of death. All of these things. But really, if you get the grasp of Psalm 34:1, it doesn't matter. In all of those situations, we choose to bless the Lord at all times. At all times. You know, there's a sad story that hits close to home. You have probably heard of the family traveling, part of the family, a family of seven. And four of them were on a helicopter in Alberta traveling back to Grand Prairie. And the three older kids were at home and on a ranch, a family ranch. And the helicopter went down and crashed. And the two youngest daughters and the mom and dad were killed. This is this year, New Year's Day. A beautiful Christian family. My family in my youth ministry in Williams Lake, they're connected because they were in the same church. And there are other connections in Prince George here, actually, I found out, to this family, this ranch family. You know, we could always ask why, or why is this all happening, everything. And this will be the test for these three older kids who aren't very old, folks. I think they're like in the 14, 12 kind of bracket. And, you know, they're going to have to make a decision in the midst of their pain and their hurt, you know, to bless the Lord at all times. I've been praying for them because I can't even imagine what it's going to be like. You know, this is probably one end of the spectrum we'll be talking about in our life. But some of the things that we deal with in our lives seem so minute at this point when you compare it to something so incredibly hurtful and painful. But that's really what David is saying in the context of Psalm 34. Whatever is going on in life, yeah, we're going to have to deal with it and we're going to have to walk through it, and sometimes it's not going to be easy and we are going to hurt and we are going to cry. We're going to be in pain and we're going to suffer at times. But in the midst of it all, we recognize that God is in control of my life no matter what. And we offer Him blessing and appreciation and gratitude for being with us in the midst of everything that we go through. No matter what, our times are in the hand of God. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we read, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Some of you can relate a bit here, but I can't imagine being in that situation where you have to say, you know, I've lost my parents, I've lost my two youngest siblings, but God, I give you thanks, I appreciate you and love you no matter what. Romans 8, verses 28 and 37 say this, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." And what a great statement for the church today. You know, we can't gather together like we used to. We can't be in the foyer and have coffee and dessert and enjoy each other's company and hug each other. But in the midst of it all, we give thanks to God because God is still with us. He's still uniting us. He's still calling us to encourage and exhort and pray and love and bless each other. And verse 37 says, but in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. You see, when we understand that this is just a passing life, a gift from God, but that we have eternity we get to look forward to where there's no death or sickness or suffering. You know, there's no disease, there's no virus. It's perfect with God. That's what keeps us thankful and appreciative of God because he has our whole life and eternity in mind when we go through things. Give thanks whatever happens. We bless the Lord. We speak a good word about him. Here's a good quote from a commentary. He says, life is found and lived in the praise of God. As Paul writes to the Colossians, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. What a beautiful life quote. Romans 12, 1 and 2, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. You know, really, Romans 12 reminds us to the more we focus on God and the more we bless God and the more through the highs and lows of life we bless God, we begin to be transformed in our understanding. We begin to realize that we are eternal beings. And that we have a relationship with a God who never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he will guide our lives when we allow him to touch our hearts and our minds. So David says, I will choose. I will bless the Lord, and I'll do it at all times. His praise. His praise. You know, that's the greatness of what we've done this morning with song and hearing the Word of God and responding to the Word of God and living our lives as people of gratitude and people that are thankful and people that understand, you know, who we trust and believe and walk with. And we have that heartfelt change in our life of gratitude that causes us to do nothing less than praise him. You know, Lisa began the service and quoted this scripture I put into my notes today. So important for us to have a mind that is learning to keep focused on Jesus. It says, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there's any excellence in anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Dwell on these things. Don't allow the fear of life as it comes and goes to grip you, but praise the Lord. Give him blessing and his praise. You know, all the things that he's done in your life and in my life, everything that he will do, you know, this inward expression bubbling over in our heart, being transformed outwardly, that we will praise him because he has been so good. And if God has touched your life, if God has been good to you, if God has been faithful, if God has changed your heart and you have begun to put your mind centered on the things that he is and who he is and what he has done, you'll begin to be transformed and like a gusher, you'll bubble up inside of gratitude and praise and it'll come out verbally. But it'll be about him. His praise shall be in our mouths. His praise, his adoration, his glory. You know, I can sit around and complain about all my circumstances all day. I could complain about, you know, what my wife did or didn't do to put food on my table. I can do a lot of things. But what I should be doing is remember to be grateful and to think about who God is and what he has done. And sometimes God doesn't always feel like he's there. Sometimes I feel alone, but I have to remind myself that he has always been there. He's never failed me. and I can trust his word that he is still with me, and I can bless him because his praise is in my mouth. You see, developing a mindset, developing a heart, you know, is something that we continually do. It's a culture of lifting our eyes up to the Lord. It's a culture of lifting up our praise and our thoughts towards him and not leaving him in the closet. You know, not leaving him on the sidelines, but having him fully involved in our life as we praise and think and meditate on him. You know, that cinnamon praise, not cinnamon the spice, but cinnamon, you know, that word of praise includes thanksgiving. It includes giving glory, and it includes magnifying God in our sense of our lives and doing it with understanding. Because we have learned to know our God. We have learned to know that he's given us this gift of life. We have learned to know that we were lost in sin, and we know and have knowledge that he came to this earth and Jesus died for our sin, our punishment. He took it upon himself. And we know that he left his spirit with us, and we know that he walks every day in our lives and gives us his life, and we know we have eternity waiting. It's that knowledge we continue to build in our lives and that culture of lifting our God up and within our eyes, inwardly, outwardly, and our lifestyle, all permeated with that knowledge of his praise and glory and honor being lifted up because we know. And what does he say? You know, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, and his praise, you know, is continually. You know, he affects all of my life. God affects all of my life. It becomes something I don't have to think about or try to do. It's something that I become so used to, I just do it. I continually, constantly give praise and blessing to God in my life. And the worship and praise of Yahweh is David's continual lifestyle. And you can read it throughout the Psalms and other places of Scripture. But daily and consistently, what a privilege we have. We get to go before our God and we get to declare to him how amazing and great and wonderful he is. And we get to say to God Almighty, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, we get to declare to him that he is incredibly valuable to our lives. He's everything. We get the privilege of continually coming before his throne. Think about that. Distance on this earth separates us from each other. We can't always be there with each other. And technology will fail. It'll come and go. Sometimes you're in your computer online and it cuts out. You know, it just so happens. But with God, we are always invited to come before him. Continually. It can never stop. God doesn't cut us off. He invites us to draw near because he says, I will draw near to you. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise will continually be in my mouth. You know, it's another scripture that says to taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Another verse here. You know, sometimes I eat something and I know right away when it's in my mouth, I don't like it. You know, I can name a few things right now. But that's the pleasure of continually fostering praise and blessings toward God. Because folks, when we do that, there'll never be a bad taste in our mouth when it comes to God. The taste of God will always be pleasant, will always be wonderful. It'll always be filled with wonder. You know, and really the taste of the mouth with God, it comes from the heart. And we develop a heart after God. It comes into our mouth in praise. You know, I don't know if you practice this or not, but when you're alone, you know, often I will you know, I think about God, I praise God in my mind, but sometimes it's just not good enough. It just seems like when I actually go through my house and I begin to praise God verbally out loud, it just expresses and releases that gratitude in a powerful way. And for those of you that practice that, you know what I'm talking about. It's just like so much is inside sometimes, you just have to get it out. And to verbalize our praise out loud becomes less of a distraction than our thought life that often can veer off into many ways. But verbalizing it causes us to be less distracted and brings even things into being. You know, and to praise God and words reflect our heart and shouldn't be kept in. You know, what do our words do when we praise God and bless God out loud? Well, they reveal the glory of God. They reveal His glory to us and to others when they're around. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, don't you love that verse? And I trust and I pray that you and I will practice that over and over and over again. Would you memorize that verse 1? Would you memorize it? Would you keep it in your heart? And would you continually declare that you personally will make the decision to bless the Lord at all times, no matter what's going on in life, because it lifts us above the circumstances, and His praise shall continually be in your mouth. Let's decide that today, that that's something that we won't let slip by, but that we will engage God because of, one, who He is, and number 2, because all that He does in our lives. God is with us. Let's choose. And God, I thank you today for this amazing reminder in Psalm 34, verse 1. And God, together in these next few moments, we're going to practice that out a little bit through song and through our words. And God, we are going to bless your name in this moment, at this time. And God, your praise is going to be sung and verbalized, not just in our heart, God, but out of our mouths right now. And together as one family, we are going to declare, God, that you are good and you are amazing and you are wonderful and you are kind towards us, God. And you are the one who is over our lives, and we appreciate and value. And God, we want to just appreciate and give you glory and honor today for your generosity and your kindness towards us. So God, we choose to bless your name in this moment. And that, God, we choose to praise you and to have your name and your words of praise and glory on our lips, God, and in our mouths. So God, we ask you to receive this few moments of song and word as we bless the Lord at this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Oh, God is good, isn't he? Praise the Lord. Well, I hope this inspires you just to show gratitude a little more. Just off camera, I just want to acknowledge Doug and Annette in the back. And Annette was really praising God. So good to see. And off camera, of course, as well, from home, running at Bryce and Alina Unruh and their daughter Anastasia. So thank you guys, and we appreciate you getting us online today. So Lord bless you. The Lord keep you and cause His face to shine upon you and give you peace. And folks, let's bless the Lord at all times and let His praise be continually in our mouth. God bless you. Have a great week. Appreciate you all.